Hello.
Hi, this is Dina from Family First. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm reaching out because I know that we still didn't get the fingerprint results, but we don't want to delay your services, so we're gonna start and hope they come in tomorrow, okay? I just wanted to go through a schedule with you quickly.
A schedule.
8 hours a week. So do you work
Okay.
every day?
Right now this is basically I'm doing the home care thing as my first job because it's more convenient for me, but I'm planning on having a second job.
Of what, as like
So
soon or in a couple of weeks?
I'm not sure. I'm also supposed to hear a phone call at least by Friday too.
Okay. So this schedule is change according to the new job that you get. For now, I do
Yeah.
need to put something in the calendar. So we can do 4 hours a day, or you can pile it up into the weekends or the weekdays, whatever you prefer.
Yes.
Which one?
Cause I know cause as I've talked to Miss Murphy, which I'm gonna be working for, I think she wants me to work 7 days a week. But I don't know how much hours she wants to give me. So I'm gonna say I'm gonna do 4 hours as of right now, then I'm gonna see if she wants me to do the full time 8 hours.
Okay.
But
All
I'll
right,
like to
so for
reconfirm
now,
with her later.
okay. All right, for now, I'm just going to put 4 hours in the morning or afternoons. When do you usually
I love the mornings.
morning? Like 9 a.m.?
I could do like, I think she wakes up like around 6:30 or 7 in the morning.
Okay. So 7.
7 would be a great time for me.
So for now, we'll do 7 to 11, and depending on what Miss Murphy says, or according to your new schedule, we can change that. I also just wanted to go over the weekly, how the week is arranged. So the week starts on Monday and it ends on Sunday.
The week starts
And
on Monday. Yeah, like 7 days a week.
yeah, 7 days a week, but it starts on Monday. Every week you get paid on Friday, and you get paid for the previous worked, okay? And the rate is $14 an hour.
So
So
you guys were able to back pay me as
we
a
are able to back pay you. We can back pay you as of the 16th. That was Tuesday. So for this week, you can change up your schedule and you can work, I would say work an extra 4 hours between now and Sunday so that you can get those full 28 hours in, because Tuesday is not Monday. Okay.
Yes.
And I sent you an email with a timesheet link that you can fill out from Tuesday through today.
Of course. Also, as a home care aide, what are my responsibilities when it comes to Miss Murphy's care?
So that depends on the plan of care that the insurance designed. Let me take a look at Miss Murphy's. All right, so generally, as a home care aide, because you are not, you do not need to be certified. You do not need to do anything that's nurse related if you feel uncomfortable, such as giving medications or the like. It's usually a lot of housework, sometimes accompanying the patients to appointments and such. You are allowed to go out with the patients to help them run errands during the shift. It's cleaning, meal prep, helping the patient with transportation if they need it, and helping the patient with sanitation. So, making sure that they are able to groom themselves.
Of course.
But obviously, it's catered depending on which patient you work for, so you'll work that out with Miss Murphy.
Of course. Also, I'm trying to weigh back because I'm doing something easy as a second job, which is food services. But as I've experienced how it feels like to be a home care aide, especially to every particular person is different. So what if she needs me more than for 8 hours, or how does that supposedly go?
So the way it works is that the service coordinator at the insurance, in this case it's Keystone, they do an assessment with the patient, and based off that, they choose how many hours they believe the patient needs. if you or Miss Murphy feels that you need more hours, then you would need to reach out to the insurance. And generally what they do is they'll come over and they'll do a reassessment and they'll decide if she does in fact need the additional hours or if not. But the home care agency doesn't have a say on how many hours they can work.
Understood.
And I also sent you an email that'll give you your login credentials to ExcelForce. You don't need to do it now. It's just a website that we use where you can see your pay stubs every week and your W-2 forms at the end of the year, all those documents.
Of course. I want to learn how does the clock in and out system works, basically, when I start.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. So your coordinator, her name is Valeria. She'll be your main source of contact from this point on, and it's already later in the day, so I'm assuming she'll reach out to you tomorrow, and she'll go over how to clock in and out. It's mm-hmm. an app that you'll use on your phone. In the meantime, you'll use timesheets until you feel comfortable with the app.
Mm-hmm. So supposedly I'm allowed to work for her right now, correct?
You are, correct. We're still waiting for the fingerprints results, but we're not going to prevent that from making you work.
Of course. I just don't want you guys to get in trouble because of, I understand the policy, but if you guys mm-hmm. are able to, that'll be okay.
Yes, we got permission. We spoke to one of our managers, and they did allow us to do that, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Of course. And you guys have nothing to worry because my actual record is actually pretty clear.
Okay, good.
But, it's all good. But I'm understanding, but why is it going to take almost nearly a month to get my results? Like, at my point, I don't have a record. That wouldn't make sense.
I know. Sometimes it takes ridiculously long. I don't know why. I also see that the last four digits of your direct deposit is 9319. I just wanted to verify that with you. It's based off the form you filled out. Just want to double check.
Yes, I put that form because I also opened a new bank account around here, so I will double check that. As of, if it's wrong, I'm able to change it, correct?
Yes, you'll just fill out a new form, and then we'll put in the new one.
Yes. Of course. So the first paycheck, would it be, or the back pay, where you do a physical paycheck first, or is all going to be direct deposited?
It's going to be direct deposit first. Your first paycheck will be in a week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And then every Friday following that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you should be good to go. Do you have any more questions?
Sorry for asking a lot of questions.
No problem. Sure.
I think that's pretty much it.
Okay. If you'd like, I can provide you with your coordinator Valeria's number so you know what to look out for.
Sure.
Okay. Let me pull that up. All right. So her number is 267-551-7436. And that's a direct line. Yes, there is also a texting line on that number. Mm-hmm.
And she has an extension?
No, that's the direct line.
Direct line, okay.
Yes. All right.
So I just got the email for ExcelForce.
Okay.
And that's how I'm going to start using it. That's basically the program I use.
That's the program that we use where you can see your pay stubs on. And it'll give you access to your forms, your pay stubs, your W-2s, your tax forms, all that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you get the timesheet email?
Let me see the timesheet. Should
be. Yeah, timesheet, payroll information.
It's a C1100, correct?
That's on the ExcelForce login email. There are two separate
ExcelForce
emails.
I got four. The timesheet payroll information. Yeah.
Yes, that's the one. Okay, that just basically went over what we said, and it included the timesheet link.
Of course. And are you guys able to change my hours after I say if I did get accepted to this job, are you guys able to change the hours?
Yes, we can definitely change your schedule. You'll just let your coordinator know via phone call or text, and she'll update it on your calendar.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're good to go, and you have a good day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
You too.